We're in Shir 4 of how we can actually mekayim, fulfill the mitzvah deraisa of the Seder night, of Vigata Levincha. And we spoke out how the main idea, the purpose of the Seder night is to create an emunah and bitachon and to gain a trust, connection, and positive feelings towards Hashem, which are going to last us throughout the year. So we went through many different parts, and we went through Baruch Shem Erev Techos L'Yisrael and V'Hisha Amda. And before we go on to the four psukim, which are the main part of the Agada, the Rambam says, we skipped over Mitchila Oyvdei Avodah Zarah Hayu Avoseinu. In the beginning, our forefathers were Oyvdei Avodah Zarah. Now, the Agada continues, Ve'achshav Keirovnu Hamakoyim La'avodasai. And now, Hashem brings us closer to His service. So the question is why does the Haggadah say, and now Hashem brings us close to His service? If we say originally they served the Avodah Zarah, we should say, and then they returned. Why do we say, and now? Revolva explains that and now is to stress that right now you are getting out of your Avodah Zarah, your Meitzarim, your constrictions, your challenges. Tonight is the night where we bring ourselves closer, and not only we do, Hashem does. Ki Ravnu Amagal Avodasai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought them all, which is the Jewish people, to His Avodah. So tonight is a night where there's an extra special Siyata Deshmaya, heavenly help, that Hashem is taking your efforts and bringing you closer to Him with those. So that's the goal. We're going to work on the here and now. We were Avodah Zarah, and we have all our own Avodah Zarah's challenges against Mitzarim, Mitzrayim's Shibud in our own lives. And we are coming out of it now. This night is pulling us closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we come to the four psukim in Parshas Ki Savoy. Perek, Chavav in Dvarim, Psukim Hey through Ches, that's four psukim. And the question is why do we talk about the psukim of the Mevi Bikurim, the one who has the first fruits, and he brings those fruits up to Yerushalayim, offers them to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the Kayin, and that is seemingly unrelevant to our night tonight, of the Seder night. How does the first fruits and what he says then relate to the night? Obviously, the Mevi Bikurim talks about, as we'll see, the ideas of Yetzias Mitzrayim. But why do we say that tonight? There are so many other parshas. B'Shalach, we have parshas in Shemois. We have so many things going on that we could speak about the Nisim of Yetzias Mitzrayim. And we choose not to speak about B'Shalach, Shemois, we choose to speak about the Mevi Bikurim. The Abarbanel explains that the whole entire Seder night, the Seder plate, is Bikurim to Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's our mitzvahs. We're offering them up to Hashem. We're saying, Hashem, it's our first night. We got out as a nation. We're able to serve you. This is the night, as we mentioned earlier, that we became of the Hashem. And we are giving that to you, Kaviyachol. We're thanking you for them. We're experiencing them. We're living them. That's what tonight is. The appreciation that we became Ovdei Hashem. As the Derech Hashem explains, that we remember Yetzias Mitzrayim every day. It's a remembrance. It's a living. It's a connection that we're Hashem's servants. We're Hashem's nation. So that's tonight. We're taking the Seder plate, and it's our Bikurim to Hashem, and we're thanking Him, appreciating from the deepest place in our hearts that we're Ovdei Hashem. This is point number 9, 10, depending on how you split it up. And the Chinuch explains deeper that when a person thanks for the Bikurim, then Hashem gives you more Shefa, gives you more blessing, gives you abundance in your life. So just like that's true by physical items, by the first fruits, and the Chinuch said Hashem wants to give you, and when you thank Hashem for something, you get. So too, that's true in this spiritual sense. That when we thank Hashem for the mitzvahs tonight, we thank Hashem for being Ovdei Hashem, servants of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to mishpi on us more. Unbelievable Shefa, unbelievable mitzvahs, connection to Him. Take away our challenges and bring us up to Him, which is what we all ultimately want. So that's why we're starting with these four psukim. Because these psukim represent the deep gratitude which we have to Hashem, all the way from our beginning, by Yaakov Avinu and Lavan, when we became a nation, we weren't lost. extending through Yetzias Mitzrayim, and it gives us the gratitude of what's going on in our lives now. It's just like the Mevi Bikur offers his fruits. He says, thank you, Hashem, for everything I have. You gave me these fruits, and I'm appreciating you all the way back from the beginning of Klal Yisrael's history. So too, when we're becoming a nation tonight, we're saying, wow, Hashem, I'm a nation. I'm free. I can serve you. I'm getting the emunah. And I'm going to appreciate that from the deepest place, just like the Mevi Bikurim does. We can't just look at the here and now. We have to pull all the way back and use it and offer it to Hashem and experience a true connection. And then we're going to get the Shefa poured on us, like the Chinuch says. So we combine this Rambam, Barbanel, and Chinuch, and we come out with a night of gratitude, appreciation, connection from the fact that we are servants of Hashem. And that's the true freedom. Ein ben chayrin el misha isek v'tayra. There's no ben chayrin, no free person, unless you're involved in the Torah, involved in the mitzvahs. Freed of your constrictions, freed of your challenge, freed of your body which is chaining you down, and you're living spiritual. So let's appreciate on this night what we have. That is the gist of the four psukim, what's going on, and now we'll explain them one by one.